Welcome to the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Cross of The Happy Art Canton, and I'm here to help you show up as your best self while you're finding clients, working with the clients, and getting those testimonials to build your better business. We will be talking about everything you need to know when it comes to freelancing, whether you're a beginner or someone who has a few years under their belt. So let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 20 of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. On this episode, we're going to be talking about handling client calls as an introvert, because if you didn't know this about me, I am definitely what you would call an introvert. I don't really do a lot of chit-chatting with people. I'm just not that kind of person. I've never been that kind of person. Ever since I can remember, like, I've always been kind of introverted and shy, and so it kind of seems like I'm not, because I come on here every week and I'm talking to you guys, but literally I've never done an interview on the show. So yeah, that's kind of shows you the kind of person I am. I'm just a very introverted person, and I think that some people think, oh, to be salesy you need to be really extroverted, and to really just hop on a call and know your worth you have to be somewhat extroverted, and definitely you have to kind of put a brave face on, but I don't think you need to be extroverted. Like, I remember when I was in college, I was a tour guide, which you're thinking, okay, that's definitely extroverted. Like, that's something you need to be doing when you're an extrovert. But really, I found that as an introvert, I was really able to be really helpful on tours, because not everyone who tours the campus is going to be that high energy person. And so I was always one of those people who was just very relaxed and knowledgeable. So I would always just share everything I had, and leave it all on the line, but I wouldn't be like up and at them, and I wouldn't be this like extroverted, like insane person. And I think that really resonates with certain people. If you know your stuff and you can just say it in a calm manner, you're knowledgeable and you get it out there. So even as a college tour guide, like, people really resonated with me as a tour guide, because I wasn't that person who was kind of shoving the school down their throat or making them feel like they needed to be super chipper, even though it was like 9 o'clock in the morning on a random school week or a school day or whatever. So I think that a lot of people don't understand the power of their introvertedness and how they can relate to people, because I found that often my clients, when I'm talking to them on the phone, are kind of just as awkward as me. I don't really see myself, like, I don't really have a lot of like really extroverted clients. Like, some of them I'm sure, but like, everyone's awkward on the phone. And so I think that introverts, they push themselves out of these opportunities because they won't get on the phone, because they think, oh, it's going to be awkward. But it's awkward for everyone, and there are just so many things you can do as an introvert to kind of get yourself in the right headspace for taking client calls. So I'm kind of pulling this information from a blog post I have on the Happy Art Canton that I'm going to share in the show notes. It goes into way more detail than this episode probably will. I wrote it last year, I feel like. So it's a really great post. I really love it. It's one of my favorites on the Happy Art Canton. So a big thing is to try to resolve things via email before a call. So I love client calls and I think they're really awesome, but there is something to be said about if you can do it via email, then do it via email, because obviously then you won't have to get on the phone. I love getting on the phone, but I'll get on the phone if it's necessary and I feel that it will take the relationship to the next level. But I'm all about, you know, doing it via email if I can, and if I can't, then taking it to a phone call. So number two is to don't think of the call as an interview. So I think that when freelancers get on the phone, they're like, oh, I'm basically interviewing to be this person's freelancer. And that's not the case. You are a business. They are a business. You are sharing your services with them, another business. So it's a, you know, it's a collaboration. It's not really an interview. So you are talking about a potential collaboration with this person because they may or may not want your services or need your services for their business. And so you're offering that to them, but this is not an interview. Like, if someone wants to get a freelancer on the phone, they're probably thinking about you already and they think that you would be a potentially good fit. So your job is just to hop on and talk about what you do, help them and understand what they do, and then see if you guys can come to a mutual agreement of some sort. So yeah, it's not that you are interviewing for this position. It's already yours in a way. So I would just go on the call thinking this job is already mine. This is just a formality. So if that really helps you kind of cope with the act of getting on the phone, don't think of it as an interview, because It's really not. Another thing I really think you should do is do your research before you hop on a call. So I am all about doing that research because I think it's going to be really helpful for you to know what you're getting into. So to be able to look through the agenda, if there is one, to be able to understand where your website is coming from. Because honestly, that's a big thing I do before I get on a call. Like, I always go through my pricing strategy on my website because honestly, sometimes I don't remember what my pricing is that's listed on the website. Like, I'm pretty flexible with the pricing, but it's always great to go back and look and see, oh, that's what my pricing looks like. And then I can go in and be more confident because I know what they know. So looking at my website as well as looking at their website, looking at what they need, looking at how I can see myself being of help to them. So for instance, if they have a blog already, maybe you say, hey, I'm really good at optimizing for this, or I can really help you lay out your blog in a better way, or whatever it is that's just going to differentiate you and make them want to hire you. So just finding ways to look at what they already have on their website and see how you can add to it, how you can make it better. Look at some of their competitors if you want to do some really big research and see, okay, so these competitors you have here, and I know that they do XYZ for their graphics, or I know they do XYZ for their blog posts, and so I want to help you get to that point so you can utilize their strategy but make it better. So do the skyscraper technique. So yeah, just do your research. It takes some time, but if you think that this is going to pan out and you have a good vision that they're going to get a higher package from you or a good package from you, then taking an hour to research is gonna be okay. But if you feel like it's just gonna be a one-off thing and they just need something small, you might not want to spend as much time researching. It just depends on how you feel they will be a benefit to you, I guess. So my number four tip is to create a before call ritual. So I do this all the time. I am an introvert, like I said, like this is about. And so when I get on a call, if I just hopped on a call, I would be a nervous wreck. So I always take time to do a before call ritual, and it's kind of changed over time. But right now it consists of doing a lot of dancing to Beyonce. So I will just look up This Is Beyonce on Spotify, or I'll get one of her latest albums and I will just dance around the room happily. So I will, and other music too, but mostly Beyonce. I just want to shake off the nerves and calm down. I make sure I have some water nearby because if I get thirsty while talking on the phone, I want to make sure I have water. I try to go to the bathroom before I do it. I try to make sure my technology is working. I just make sure there's pen and paper nearby so I can take notes during the call, that it's not so noisy, that I have my headphones or whatever I need to be able to kind of shut out the outside noise and stuff like that. That's really important to me. And also just taking deep breaths, try not to go too crazy. So I try not to cram. So in college and graduate school, I would often not study right up until the test. So I saw a lot of people in class and they would always have their notes out until the very end of when they could have their notes. So right before the test. And I would never be that person because for me, I just if I don't know about now, 10 extra minutes of cramming is not gonna put it in my head. So for me, it was always the worst, that little bit before a test, a little bit before a call. Now, I don't try to go crazy and cram client knowledge into my head. I basically just kind of settle down, open up things, dance around a lot, and just kind of shake my nerves versus trying to cram information into my head right before a call, because it really doesn't work for me anyway. So another thing that you need to do is take notes during your call. So you want to be able to have something to reference later, and these can be really helpful when you actually start working on the project because you have all of these notes. So make sure you take good notes and write down things that you need to understand and remember. That way you always have them. So write it down, take notes, and you can even send these to your client afterward if you'd like. You don't have to, but you could. Just take the notes that you need to be able to serve the client best, and maybe send them later for clarification and just being a courtesy to that person that you send them your notes. You don't have to, but you can. So a big thing I really want you to understand is that you don't have to settle on the rate over the phone if their needs blindside you. So for example, you might have packages in place on your website that's like, hey, these are my packages. If you get this, it's this. If you want this, you'll pay this. And those are super simple because you're like, okay, this is a package rate. This is what I offer. And it's so simple, right? Like, packages are super simple. But when it comes to, like, other stuff, other random stuff, it's really hard to price because you're like, okay, so they want something that's not even a package that I offer, so how can I do that? So if their needs blindside you and you don't know exactly what you would charge for that, don't tell them a price on the phone. Just don't do it, because what happens is you get nervous and you don't know what to say, and so you undervalue yourself because you're just trying to get numbers together really quickly. And that's happened to me before on the phone. So now I just don't do pricing on the phone unless it's a package I already offer. So obviously it's a package I already offer, I tell them the exact price that's on the website. But if it's not a package I already offer, then I don't want to give them a price and then end up regretting that price later. So just say something like, thank you, I'm excited to work with you too. I will have to think about your website and pick a rate that I'm comfortable with. I will get back to you via email on and give them a date, because that way, or I'll get back to you on email later today. Whatever it is, just give yourself time to think outside of the conversation. That way you can actually come up with a number that's going to be satisfactory to you and it's gonna help them, because no one wants a number that's, you know, too low for you to work and be comfortable and have fun with the job. And then that client doesn't want you to feel like you're, it's really hard when you resent a client. So resentment is like one of the hard parts of freelancing. So if you feel resentful because of a price that you give someone, it's going to affect that relationship. So you might as well just wait. Another thing, even on the phone, you have to be not afraid to walk away. If a conversation is going nowhere fast, if the client doesn't seem to be willing to pay you what you're worth, then don't stay on the phone. Last year, I was in this Facebook group and someone wanted a writer and it seemed interesting, and so I pitched. But this person literally wanted to pitch interview-heavy blog posts to me for $15 a piece. And she said, oh, that's what I pay my intern, so I can pay you that too. And I'm like, no, that's not gonna work for me, because at the time my rate was $50 per post. It's higher now, it's like way higher, but at the time it was $50 per post, and I was like, hey, I can't do anything for less than $50. And they weren't willing to budge, so our conversation lasted like 10 minutes or less, because I was like, yeah, this is not gonna work. Our rates are two different rates, and so why would I do that? Like, that's gonna be a no for me, especially something that's interview heavy, like over 100 words for $15. Like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, I'm not gonna do that. So if it's something that's obviously not going to work like that, like $15 a blog post, like, what do I look like? A content weirdo? Like, that's not gonna happen. And so if that's the case and you feel like there's just like that disconnect and you won't be able to stop that, don't be afraid to walk away. Even on the phone, even if you have to hang up really quickly and say, hey, I don't think this is gonna work out. We have two different systems going, two different strategies going, and I think it would be better if we just stop this conversation and stop this negotiation, because we're not going to get to the point where we're on the same page, because you want to pay someone drastically different than what I want to be paid. So yeah. So the last couple is to always follow up if the conversation goes well. So if the conversation is well, follow up, kind of overview the phone call, and then, you know, give them anything that they ask for. So if they ask for a proposal, make sure you send them a proposal over. If they ask for anything that like might be needed, like, make sure you just get that over to them. If they ask for a rate, if you didn't get them the rate, get them the rate. Just make sure everything that you say you were going to get them, you get them. So as you're taking notes, if you say, oh, I can get you this blog post I wrote about XYZ, make sure you write that down so you know to send it over after the call is done. It's just courtesy to make sure that you have all your ducks in a row and that you get them what they need in a timely manner. And then last but not least, as far as introversion and client calls, hop on calls as many as you can. I know it's scary. I know it sucks. I know it's not cool sometimes, and you feel like, oh my goodness, what am about doing with my life. But I promise you, it gets better the more you do it. So just do more client calls, and then eventually you'll get to the point where you're like, wow, I'm just like a client call pro, and I can just do this with my eyes closed, and it'll be so amazing. So the more you do it, the better at it you'll get. And so I want you to just keep doing it and keep doing it until it doesn't make sense to do it anymore because you have a client roster that's full. And it's find ways to network with people, like go to networking events and just find ways to talk to people on the phone that's outside of family but not quite necessarily a client call, if like client calls don't make sense for you at the moment. So just find ways to have those conversations and get yourself out there. Go on podcasts, you know, do the interview thing and just see how you can better put yourself forward when it comes to client calls and communication, because I promise you, just taking that time to actually be online or like be on a call or be on a video call is going to help you so much when it comes to finding those clients. So I hope that you found this post helpful. I want you to go out and take more client calls. Check the show notes because this blog post is going to be inside those show notes. That way you guys can read more about it. And I'll talk to you guys very soon. Bye! Thank you so much for listening to the Ambitious Freelancer podcast. I'm so excited that we got to hang out today. If you want to hang out between uploads, check out thehappyarkansan.com/ambitious freelancers. There you will find more support and advice as you grow your freelance business and connect with other listeners of the podcast. I cannot wait to see you in the group, and I will talk to you in a few days with some more great advice.